Hey everyone, welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf. We're back this time with another episode from Phil Goodrich. Phil is a board member at the Parkinson's Association of San Diego, and he is documenting his journey with DBS. So in a previous episode, we got an introduction to that, and in this next episode here, Phil is going to talk a little bit more about what led him to DBS and what he's looking forward to. So have a listen, and we'll be back with more episodes from Phil and other great content from the Parkinson's Association of San Diego.
Hi, good morning. This is Phil Goodrich. It is Saturday morning, about 7:30 on November 25th. If you've been following part one and part two of this microcast series, which is focusing on my DBS experience, deep brain stimulation experience, you'll know that this is part three. What we've basically done is captured some video recordings as well as me answering some interview questions. And what we've done is basically done that in preparation for me going through deep brain stimulation surgery. So I am a member of the board of directors for the Parkinson's Association of San Diego. I've been on the board since January of this year, so January of 2023. So I'm fairly new to the board. And what we've decided to do, as I mentioned, is really make this a microcast series. And the objective is to capture my thoughts, my feelings, my experiences, my observations, and really talk about DBS prior to the surgery and procedure taking place, as well as the day of and right after, and probably up until my programming begins of the system itself, which takes about a month after that. So I'll speak about all those things in a little bit more detail. But as I mentioned, this is part three, so we have had part one and part two. I went back, and being somebody who likes to be reflective and introspective, I went back and listened, and I felt as though I could have done a better job in providing a little bit more clarity. And I think that's what I've decided to do today, is just give you a little bit more information and a little bit more of a backdrop. So what we've done essentially at this stage is really decided that this is going to be very much a spur of the moment sort of thing in the moment. As I mentioned, just kind of capturing my thoughts and feelings and answering some questions and just going from there. So to start with, what I want to talk about is a few things today. And in preparation of the first step in the DBS process, which is the fiducial placement, there are two steps in the DBS surgery, deep brain stimulation surgery. The first one is the fiducial placement, and that's taking place this coming Monday, November 27th, so I'm 2 days out. And then the second step is going to be 2 weeks from that Monday, and that's going to be Monday, December 11th, and that's a more difficult one. The fiducial, I will be released after that procedure. I'll be going home. But for the 1 2 weeks after that, which is step two, that's when the whole DBS system is then placed into my body, essentially, into my brain and other parts of my body. So we'll certainly talk a little bit more about that. But that's what's going to happen on December 11th. And then a month from then is when they go back in and they actually program the system. So they connect everything, turn it on, and program it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through this as well. So that's the objective. That's a little bit about DBS, deep brain stimulation surgery. And what I want to do today is talk a little bit about the board, as well as talk about my, not just my DBS experience, but also my Parkinson's experience, to give you some context and give you a starting point. And then I'm going to kind of go from there. So to start with, let's talk about the board of directors. And let's talk about the board. So the Parkinson's Association of San Diego is a local association. It is not, I don't believe it's currently affiliated with any other organizations, although there certainly are partnerships that take place. But we are the Parkinson's Association of San Diego. We're not fundraisers per se, although we do raise funds, and I should be really careful with that comment. We're not in the business of just collecting funds for research or those sort of things. That's not what we do. But we do, we are a nonprofit. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, I believe. And we are collecting donations and funds, and we do have certain events that drive drive those funds for the purpose of keeping the Parkinson's Association of San Diego running and in business and continue to allow us to provide those services and education to the Parkinson's community, their family and caregivers and friends throughout San Diego. Now, I joined the board in January of 2023, so this year. I was excited to do so after being diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2019. And just decided I really wanted to provide, I wanted to give back. I wanted to learn. I wanted to continue to evolve in a way where I'm understanding this disease, but also understanding the impact of me and those around me and just learn more about myself. So I was really excited as an opportunity to give back and learn at the same time. Now the board is made up of, I believe, 16 people today. I believe approximately half have Parkinson's. I believe the other half are people who are caregivers, family, friends, people who have had significant others, spouses, children, parents who've had Parkinson's at some point. So for a lot of people, this is a commitment of the heart. It's a commitment to provide provide some sort of opportunity to give back and add value, and that's certainly why I did it as well. So the board meets once a month. We do have some fundraising activities, as I mentioned, quite a bit, actually. We've had golf tournaments. We've had the Parkinson's Walk. And we have Empowerment Day coming up next week. And Empowerment Day is an opportunity for people to really learn about Parkinson's from the beginning all the way through. So really understand what Parkinson's is all about and how you can get support throughout the community and the different sorts of things that you can do on a day-to-day basis to basically live with and deal with Parkinson's and how it impacts you. So that's the board. And in terms of this opportunity, like I said, this is something that I'm pretty excited to be doing. Now, how this came about, and I did have a friend who actually I've been sharing these recordings with, and he said, so he asked me a question, and it basically was, how did this come about? Is this a paid thing? How's this done? And I basically said, this is very much a grassroots effort. This really came from me thinking about my Parkinson's journey and now my DBS journey, and really deciding that I wanted to do something with the DBS journey and share it. And I just thought, I'm not sure what I had in mind in terms of my concept. It really was just a thought and more less than a concept and more of a thought process that basically just said, what can I do to share what I'm experiencing with DBS before, during, and after? So in the October board meeting, I brought it up after the board meeting with our chairperson, Marty Acevedo, who I've known for a while now, going back some 10, 15 years when we worked together at Tri-City Medical Center. And then we've also got our executive director of the board, Chris. And then we've also got Jeff, who is, I'm going to call him a project manager, expert on just about everything IT related. I know he's done documentaries in the past. So I know he's got a tremendous amount of skill sets that we're certainly leveraging. So I had a conversation with those three folks and just said, here's what I'm thinking. Haven't really thought this out. It's half-baked, meaning I just haven't really given it a lot of thought just beyond the idea of capturing my thoughts. And they ran with it. So what we decided to do is just make this more free-flowing. It's just me recording. Right now I'm sitting in my car on top of a mountain in Julian. From a camping experience that we're leaving today. So I'm excited. I had a great trip. But at any rate, that's how it really got started, was just us talking about it and deciding we would make this more free flow, more stream of consciousness, capturing my thoughts, feelings, observations, expectations, and all of those things. And just really sharing it from the heart and being very transparent, open, and honest as I can. I want to be vulnerable. I'm intuitively and innately vulnerable. I like to put myself out there, but more importantly, I just want to share for the purposes, hopefully, the purpose that this will actually hopefully help people and people can learn from it and understand maybe a little bit more about DBS as they think about if that's something that's right for them and what their experiences may be.